night there walketh still on earth a man so hard that he would not be pierced. With pity what I afterwards saw. For when I had approached so near to them, that manifest to me their acts became, drained was I at the eyes by heavy grief. Covered with sackcloth and vile they seemed to me, and one sustained the other with his shoulder, and all of them were by the bank sustained. Thus do the blind and want of livelihood stand at the doors of churches asking alms, and one upon another leans his head, so that in others pity soon may rise, not only at the accent of their words, but at their aspect, which no less implores. And as unto the blind the sun comes not, so to the shades of whom I just now spake, heaven's light will not be bounteous of itself. For all their lids and iron wire transpierces, and sews them up, as to Sparhawk Wild, is done, because it will not quiet stay. To me it seemed, in passing, to do outrage, seeing the others without being seen, wherefore I turned me unto my counsel.
Voices I heard, and everyone appeared to supplicate for peace and misericord.